Why did you start this class here at TCU?
I decided to start this class because it overlapped with my own creative interests, working with visual art and themes of contemporary feminism and stereotypes of gender. And I started to notice that a lot of students in my other classes were interested in topics of gender. So I decided to formalize those ideas and bring it into a semester-long exploration.
And what types of things do your students do in this class?
It's a hybrid class. So we read feminist theory as it pertains to art and aesthetics. We look at artwork, both historical and contemporary, and then the students synthesize everything that they've learned into creative projects. So in an academic class where normally the students would be writing papers or taking tests, they're actually making artworks instead.
Okay. And what are some of the projects that you guys have worked on so far?
Well, the projects tend to be somewhat interdisciplinary. Mm-hmm. We started with a performance artwork in which the students either went out onto the TCU campus and performed their work, or they filmed their work and presented it to the class in photographs or in video. Then we moved into a project that dealt with themes of craft and craft media, okay, and the hierarchy of art media and how craft typically occupies a lower position within the importance of art. However, craft tends to be women's work or stereotypically is a feminine task. So students use different ways of crafting, incorporating them with other art areas, so like painting, sculpture, and then the remaining projects are completely interdisciplinary. Mm-hmm. Since some students have painting interests, others have photography interests, they're able to work within whatever media they would like as long as it's focused on ideas of gender and feminism.
What do you hope your students take away from this course?
I hope that the students view art making as a way of exploring more complicated ideas. Feminism and gender, those are really big ideas. It's hard to have a really short conversation about those ideas. But when you're working with visual art, you're able to start a conversation. You're able to explore a big idea in an open-ended way. You're able to guide the viewer into that conversation, into that dialogue by visual means.
And will you tell me a little bit about the show that you guys are going to be having?
So all of the students in the class have organized a group exhibition called Arbitrary Ambition, and it is featured at 500X Gallery in Dallas. It'll be up between November 12th and December 4th, and the work in the show is from their craft projects. So there's some embroidery, crochet, there's a 6-foot-tall pinata, but all the projects, again, kind of take craft from a subversive standpoint.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.